Well, I hope you're enjoying it as much as I am. I think the singers have done really well, and thank you for all the work that you've put into putting together those pieces for us. Appreciate that. And thank you to the readers as well that have done much better than I at getting up at the right times. It struck me as we were preparing for this service that that line that the angels speak, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom his favour rests," is problematic. We've got it on our invitations this year, peace on earth. But there's some bad news in the Bible, and that's where I want to start. Mary and Joseph have become engaged. Then suddenly, all their plans are thrown into disarray. Mary is found to be pregnant, and Joseph knows the child is not his. Meanwhile, the Romans have occupied and oppressed the promised land. Israel's king, Herod, is a psychopathic collaborator, and Caesar has demanded that everyone register in their birth town and pay taxes to Rome. No peace there, then. The shepherds are quietly watching their sheep by night when they're disturbed by a vision of angels and their strange message about peace. Then they have to set off to Bethlehem to see the thing that's happened, which the Lord's told them about. No peace there, then. The wise men were diligently studying the stars and are astounded to discover a brand new one, which they interpret to foretell the birth of a new king in Israel. So they set off on their long quest to meet the king. Herod is not keen on anyone else having that title. The wise men have to evade Herod's interrogation and return by another route. Meanwhile, Herod orders the death of the children in Bethlehem in an attempt to prevent the new king ever coming to power. No peace there, then. Jesus was born into a world without peace. That's bad news in the Bible, and we have bad news in our world. Syria, Iraq, Afghanistan, Boko Haram, Somalia, Darfur, ISIS, Yemen, Ukraine, divided nations over EU, over Donald Trump, over immigration. Where does all this conflict come from? Where does it arise from? Well, James writes in his letter in chapter 4, "What causes fights and quarrels among you? Don't they come from your desires that battle within you? You desire, but you do not have, so you kill. You covet, but you cannot get what you want, so you quarrel and fight. You do not have because you do not ask God. When you ask, you do not receive, because you ask with wrong motives, that you may spend what you get on your pleasure." War then starts in the heart, and peace starts in the heart. Peacemakers who sow in peace reap a harvest of righteousness, the Bible tells us. So there is good news in the Bible. The peace that is spoken about is a different sort of peace, what the Bible calls shalom, which is not just the absence of war, but wholeness and fullness of life. Not about a quiet life or the absence of conflict, but a heart that is no longer constantly battling within. Mary and Joseph found peace despite all their plans being wrecked and having to flee to Egypt. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they'd seen and heard, which were just as they'd been told. When the wise men saw the star, they were overjoyed. They found Christ's peace. But what has Jesus got to do with this peace? How does he bring peace to our hearts? The Apostle Paul wrote to the Colossians, "For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. Once you were alienated from God and were enemies in your minds because of your evil behavior. But now he has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through death to present you holy in his sight, without blemish and free from accusation, if you continue in your faith, established and firm, and do not move from the hope held out in the gospel." One day, that promised peace, where there will be no more war, will come about when the Lord's kingdom comes on earth as it is in heaven. In the meanwhile, peace on earth is promised only to those on whom his favour rests. So the good news for us is that God's favour can rest on us. We are reconciled to God and to each other through the cross. We can know peace through his blood shed on the cross. This is a peace which is not dependent on your circumstances, but it's established at the cross and made real in your heart as you accept what Jesus has done, and that he has done all that is necessary to reconcile you to God. In him we find our security, our identity, our significance and purpose. We don't need to fight within or without to achieve these things. We just need to hold on to the hope held out in this gospel. I pray that that will be your experience this Christmas, that his peace will come to you.